Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Khalid Kareem. Khalid just finished his senior season as a top defensive lineman for the Notre Dame football team. Khalid, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Great to have you here.
To start, I think we got to touch on NFL drafts in April. Has it kind of set in that you could hear your name called in that draft period that we watch on TV every year and you could actually be on an NFL roster?
With every day I'm nearing the draft, it's just like seeing your childhood dream, you know, coming closer and closer to being true. So it's definitely exciting for me and my family. Just the whole experience itself, the whole training process and all of that, just trying to take it all in. I mean, you only get one shot and one chance at this, so this is definitely a special moment for myself and my family.
And talking about family, Khalid, how supportive has your family been through all the decisions that you've had to make throughout your collegiate career?
Oh, very important. They literally been with me, you know, step for step, every single way. Literally, like, since I started playing football when I was 6 years old, they've been there every step. Like I said, my dad was my coach up until my junior high school. And then, like, you know, for my mom, my dad, my sister, all, you know, traveling with me on recruiting trips to these different schools, that was just huge for me.
And Khalid mentioning parental and sibling influence and decision makings and their impact on yourself. How important were they in your decision to attend Notre Dame? And can you tell us a little bit about your recruiting process?
My recruiting process was kind of a whirlwind, I guess. It was kind of all around. I mean, had a lot of options. I think I ended up with like 40 different scholarship offers. So that was, I mean, it's a blessing to have that many schools wanting you to attend, you know, attend the university. But also, I wouldn't call it a curse because, you know, some people don't even have one scholarship. But it's, you know, when you have so many great, you know, options, it gets difficult to really choose, like, what's the best school for you. And ultimately, it came down to, you know, what school had the best education, gave me the best opportunity to play football. And then just being close enough that my family could come, come see me play. Because, you know, I was previously committed to Alabama, and that was like a 13-hour drive from home. And it's five of us. And so that was kind of get a little expensive week in and week out to come see me play. And Notre Dame's only a 3-hour car ride away. So that was an easy no-brainer for me.
And Khalid, what was it like playing under Coach John Harrington throughout your high school career?
Oh, that was huge. I felt as though every game we went into, you know, we were never really the underdog. We were always, you know, looked at as that powerhouse and, you know, who should dominate teams. So just, but being under his leadership and just, you know, the knowledge that he had of the game definitely rubbed off on me. Definitely learned how to watch film being at Harrison. I mean, there were days we were watched literally 3 hours of film right after school, then go practice. And so just the amount of detail that they put into a game plan, even on a high school level, was really huge. Definitely, you know, paved the way for me when I got to Notre Dame.
And mentioning the idea of a high school coach that's influential and studying of the game and preparing you, how important was he, Khalid, for your transition to the college game?
You know, he was always giving me little pointers here and there, but to me, I leaned on my position coach a little bit more just because, you know, he was kind of fresh out of, I mean, he was fairly removed from college, but he was still coach Herstein, John Herstein. All of my coaches, we keep in contact, you know, since I left Harrison, but he was a guy who I really leaned on as well to, you know, help me with that. And Coach Harrington, him, Coach Thorne, they would all come down every spring to come watch me practice. And so that was kind of huge to me to let me know that they're still supporting me, even though I'm no longer with the program.
And Khalid, it'd be hard not to touch upon the success you had in 2015, named first team All-State by AP and selected to the 2015 Detroit News All-State Dream Team. Can you tell us a little bit more about your high school career?
it was fun. True. So it started off, I guess, I was playing. So first, I went to West Bloomfield. So my first start in high school was also my dad's first, you know, job as a head coach. So we kind of started the journey together. And you know, that season, you know, I played JV. I was a small kid. I was probably 6'1", 180 soaking wet out there playing D-line, O-line, just because we didn't have the number, so I had to fill in. Because previously, you know, back in Little League, I was kind of one of the heavier guys, so I play on, you know, on both sides of the ball, so I was familiar with the O-line as well. But we kind of started off there, had some success there. But then after my sophomore season at West Bloomfield, I wound up transferring to Harrison, where I ended my career. But that was playing at Harrison, that definitely, you know, kind of opened my eyes to, you know, the tradition of excellence in a high school program, I would say.
Khalid, then you get to Notre Dame, one of the top collegiate programs in college football. We think about Staples. Notre Dame's right up there. What was your first interaction like with Coach Brian Kelly?
My first interaction, I've had a few. What was my first interaction? Probably on a recruiting visit, just sitting down in his office, him kind of laying out, you know, what's expected of a not only a Notre Dame football player, but as a Notre Dame, you know, student, and you know, the importance that not only Coach Kelly but the university placed on academics and how that came first really kind of sold me on the program. That one thing that we always say, it's not a 4-year decision; it's a 40-year decision, and that really shows in just the connection, you know, I made at Notre Dame and how many people are always trying to reach back and help out, you know, students who, you know, are going through or are recently just graduated. So, yeah.
And Khalid, what was that feeling like when you found out that you'd be starting in all 13 games your junior season? And did you feel any sort of added pressure that you had to play up to a certain expectation?
I don't want to say that I was made for it, but I definitely have been working. I've been playing DN since I was 6. And so my dad has really been prepping me for this moment for so long. So I was ready for it, but I didn't feel really any added pressure. You know, honestly, it was kind of a little bit of ease of pressure, I guess. Like now I can just play football. Like your goal was to always, you know, be a starter, but like once, I don't want to say I was comfortable or content, and I always wanted to do better. But at that moment, I'm at the position I want now. Time to still play and just to prove why, you know, I deserve this spot and why I should be here. So it was no pressure in my mind.
And Khalid, in terms of playing collegiate football, you guys are playing some of the top teams. Obviously, coming in early, you played in some action early on. But at what point throughout your collegiate career did you click for you and you realize, all right, I can have a lot of success at this level of football?
So I would probably say from my sophomore year, just, you know, at that point I got my feet wet a little bit my freshman year, but so like they started trusting me more and more as time went on my sophomore year and just started to make plays. Then I'm like, okay, I know I can play on this level. At first, you know, as a freshman, you know, you really don't get too many opportunities, so you really don't get a chance to get any type of rhythm. But like I said, my sophomore year, when they start, you know, trust me a little bit more, that's kind of when I knew, you know, I could really play at this level.
And Khalid, with the NFL insight, is there going to be something that you're going to be working on specifically during the offseason to help you get prepared for the NFL draft?
Just trying to be more consistent and just, you know, obviously working on the on-field aspect, but also in the classroom as well. Just, you know, studying my opponent more. Always, there's always room for improvement, and there's always room to learn more about the game of football. So that's definitely an area I'll definitely try to, you know, increase my knowledge in.
Scouts, Khalid, obviously are going to have seen a ton of your film, but another aspect, we know the physical part of things, the production stats, all plays into the factor of where you're drafted. But another thing, the mentality, who they're going to be getting in a locker room. What do you want scouts and GMs to know about you in terms of someone they're going to get off the field and in the locker room?
I'm very accountable. I feel like I feel as though I'm a guy that you don't really have to worry about is he going to do the right thing or the wrong thing. It would be definitely a guy, you know, as time goes on, guys can look to as this is a guy who does it the right way day in and day out and, you know, always tries to lead by example and will do whatever it takes for his team to win.
Khalid, you've seen the success and the numbers that this Notre Dame football team has put up the past couple of years. How would you describe the culture at Notre Dame?
Okay, as a team, I mean, man, it's literally a brotherhood. Man, there's literally not a day that goes by that I don't talk to at least, you know, at least five of the guys in the team. You know, you spend so much time together. You shed so many, you know, so much sweat, tears, blood that you literally have no other way but to become brothers with them. And they're definitely lifelong, you know, relationships that I will cherish literally to the day I die. And so they're definitely my guys, I would say. And I feel like that it probably illuminates throughout the entire locker room. I feel like that's literally why we're so successful, because of how close of a group we are. I mean, there was times where in the past, some teams probably would have failed, but I feel like what really pulled us together was our love for each other.
And when we talk about a Khalid, that camaraderie that you guys have, how did that translate to on-field production?
The camaraderie, I would say we're just out there having fun with each other, like we're playing in high school. I mean, when you see one of your guys out there making plays, you almost feel though like you're the one who just made that play. You're that excited for him, but that not only like you're only excited for him, but that only pushes you to want to make plays as well. And that kind of resonant with, you know, everyone on the team. Like you see Julian Carr getting the second, okay, like now I gotta go get one. Like we're just always striving to, you know, just to push each other.
And on the field, let's say like one of your teammates drops a ball or drops a interception or misses a tackle, how do you guys as a team encourage one another to get up and attack the next play?
Definitely tell them, don't worry about it. I mean, it's football. Everyone, I mean, it's really not a mistake. But everyone makes mistakes. Everyone, you know, misses a play. It's all good. You know, we got you. You know, there's literally more football to play. So go get another one. Like, you were there to make that play. Okay, you missed it, but not go do it again.
And, Khalid, in terms of your defensive line group, you mentioned Aquara. You guys have a ton of fantastic players, especially this season. What do you think made your group so good?
What made us so good was, I would definitely say our love for the game, but we just love to compete with each other, like, in anything that we did. From, like, our workouts to, you know, to practice, we were always just competing. And it was a healthy competition. It was never, you know, someone trying to sabotage someone to, you know, try to get on the field, but more so just wanted to see each other succeed, I would say, and willingness to help each other out. Like, we were very unselfish as a group. Like, no one wanted to make a play more than someone else. Like, everyone was doing their job, and I feel like that's why we were a really talented group.
And Khalid, getting that first sack, tackle, interception can be a very special moment. But for you, what was that feeling like when you got your first sack?
It was a huge sigh of relief, I would say. It's like, okay, like, it was my sophomore year. I was like, I wanted it to be my freshman, obviously. Obviously, you wanted it to be your first play when you first get in, but, I mean, it came my sophomore year. It was a huge sigh of relief, just like, okay, I can finally relax. Okay, and now let's just get another one.
In terms of your progression over your collegiate career, when studying film, off-season training, how did your regimen change over the course of your career?
I wouldn't say it changed too much at all. I just started paying attention to the smaller details as time went on, because the smaller details make the greatest differences, and I definitely found that out as time went on, I would say. So not really too much change. But like I said, just the paying attention to the smaller details. Because when you first get in, it's like you're trying to drink water through a fire hose. But then as time goes on, you start learning, you know, the system, and the game starts slowing down. And so once it starts slowing down, that's when you start, you know, finding these little nicks to try to critique your game or try to get better. And that's kind of what I try to do.
And Khalid, there are a lot of talented defensive linemen in this upcoming draft, including yourself. What do you think makes you different than other prospects at your same position?
This is definitely a great class of guys, but I guess just not giving up, just the effort and not giving up, you know, on the play. And I can't question anyone's love for the game. My love of the game, I feel like, separates me from a lot of guys. Like, the what I'm willing to do for the team, I would say.
And in terms of training, obviously, is such an important aspect of things. Hypothetical question, if you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Probably Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck. Those are two guys who did it at the highest level. But also, when you look at their careers off the field as well, they're excelling there. And I feel like they're great examples of guys who you want to follow, and those are guys who you kind of want to model your game after.
Khalid, you still got some time, but have you kind of thought about signing an NFL contract, and what would be the first thing you'd like to do with your signing bonus?
My signing bonus? Oh, wow. Never thought about this one yet. Possibly try to, you know, make my parents' life a little bit easier in some way, but, you know, when that time gets here, I'll definitely let you guys know what I actually
Yeah, no, it is a few months away. But for our last question, Khalid, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
My one piece of advice would be to be patient and not to look at anyone else's process. Just focus on yours, because everyone's journey is a little bit different. Just trust the process.
That was Khalid Kareem, formerly with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. We really appreciate your time, and good luck throughout this entire pre-draft process.
Great to have you here.